And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Come join the Musqueam Nation in support of fundraising for their youth cultural exchange to New Zealand. Headlining the fundraiser will be Murray Porter, a Juno Award-winning blues musician critically lauded for the interplay between his buttery soft keyboard skills and his gravelly intonated voice. The fundraiser benefits 7 Musqueam youth who will be traveling to Rotorua to explore Maori culture and how it can inform their own traditional experience. The event will be held at the Musqueam Cultural Center, located at 4000 Musqueam Avenue on Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m.
All right. And to start off today, we heard some Cold Pumas out of the Faux Disc label in the UK with their debut release, Persistent Malaise, with that label. Today's show is going to feature some music off of Sansu Records out of New Orleans, which actually was started by Alan Toussaint. So I got a lot into some of the work that he has done. He's done a lot of amazing stuff with a number of soul and funk artists, largely in New Orleans. They didn't work a lot with other artists outside of that city, but I thought it was interesting because he also helped produce Paul Simon's Kodachrome and the band's records. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So we'll get into some of that later on. For now, we'll hear some more stuff to keep the energy up. Here is Sonic Youth with Teenage Riot.
On a drum and a hammer that's rocking, and a chord and a pedal and a lock that'll do. Show it and teach us how to feel. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, and we just heard some sounds coming out of Halifax. That was the band called Surveillance. Really liked the girls' vocals on that track. That was Sun's Gone. I thought it was really great, actually. The cover of the album, it shows a picture of the NSA's headquarters. So it's pretty neat. Maybe they're watching us now. Who knows? Anyways, yeah, before that, we heard some Sonic Youth. That was Teenage Riot. I'd like to continue with a track called Flowers on the Wall, and this is the band called Tomorrow's Tulips out on Burger Records.
Thank you.
All right, and we are just listening to some of the Bamboos. That was Tighten Up, and totally love the flute and the organ interplay on this song here. And to continue in this vein, I'd like to play some Betty Harris, who started working with the Santu record label out of New Orleans in 1964, and here she worked with Alan Toussaint, and together they recorded 20 singles, including a few milestones here. There's some amazing work, and really became this great Northern soul artist. So this started a remarkable career here with her. Really love her vocals on this track here. So let's listen to I Don't Want to Hear It.
Now you call me on the telephone, telling me this and that, about something you heard around town. Well, you can get your hat, call the baby. Yourself a good thing, you were too blind to see. Collecting idle gossip, well let me tell you, you just lost me. Call the baby, I don't wanna hear it, I don't wanna hear it. Oh, your foolish lies, I don't wanna hear it. Keep it to yourself, yeah, I don't wanna hear it. Cause I'm sick and tired. Your clothes, hey, your toothbrush too. Now you can have back your ring, and don't forget your shoes. Cause baby, I don't wanna hear it.
Kicked around, stuck in the ground, pulled back up, stuck in an evening gown, tuxedo, bow tie, but it was still funky.
They want it, but it's after you have done it. Some folks think they got a brand new thing, but it's 2 years old and day. Ooh, that hurts. Yeah, it hurts. Right on, right on, right on. I'm not trying to change one thing, cause time marches on. I just wanna put the record straight and put things where they belong. That is soulful beats, it didn't end so much, it must have begun somewhere. To be so stoned in the house of people, Lord knows I've never been there. How do you think you can shout the blues?
The blues, not a part of the who's, not a part of the blues, not a part of the you, not a part of the blues.
What about you, providing your pay to do? But don't try to name it, and don't try to claim it now, now, now.
New format of Discord. Join us at the Astoria on Friday, January 31st, as that magazine from CITR celebrates the launch of a brand new redesign with some great local bands including Cult Babies, Catlow, War Baby, Hallow Moon, and more. Admission is $5 before 10 p.m., so be sure to get there early to check out our new 72-page art mag, cool prizes, and more.
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
All right, and we are back on Stereo Blues. We just heard a track from Lou Johnson, another artist featured on the Santu label. And I thought it was kind of interesting because he was an artist that kind of didn't really have a lot of luck recording. He worked with the division of Stax Records before coming to work with Alan Toussaint, and I just thought this was just such a neat track to sort of showcase some of the work that Alan Toussaint has done. But now I would like to play a bit of Alan Toussaint. I feel like I'm repeating his name all the time. Anyways, his stuff, and this is from the album From a Whisper to a Scream, and I thought it was kind of interesting because he was a very seminal player in the New Orleans scene, and even before the age of 17, he was playing with Earl King's band. He played a lot of piano with Fats Domino, and from there he went on to start Santu with another fellow in the late 60s, and I thought it was kind of interesting, sort of the breadth of all the people he's worked with, including Irma Thomas. Who else? Betty LaVette, a ton of great soul, and Lou Johnson, of course. So I'd like to play a track. This is Chokin' Kind, and I really noticed the piano and the arrangements in this. Thought it was really great, so here we go.
I tell you that I have. don't fit my head. Oh, it's a chosen kind.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is. Yes,
you make me wanna stop in the middle of what I'm doing to try to explain to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, whenever you fall in love.
Thank you.
And we just heard some Lee Dorsey. That was Yes We Can. Lee Dorsey working with the Sansu label. And really enjoyed the horns in that that track there. Great one. And on the cover of this album, it's him in a cowboy hat amongst the trees in nature, which is really great. I thought that was awesome. We just featured a bunch of tracks off of the Sansu label out in New Orleans. I was really into them this week. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We have a really eventful weekend coming up. Tonight is Discorder fundraiser, a new format launch party. There's going to be a ton of bands playing at the Astoria tonight, including War Baby, Cult Babies, two baby names, that's funny, Catlow, and some Hallow Moon. So I'd like to play some Hallow Moon right now. This is the track called Dream Waltz, which was just released this past November off of Neptune Records. So here we go.
Took so long for you to find a place to ride. Pepsi bottle boy. first bilingual program in English and Mandarin. Join us on Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
All right, and we just heard some Pops. That was the track called Pop Song, and they will be playing at Music Waste tomorrow for Winter Waste at the Astoria. There'll be two stages, eight bands, some bands including Tough Age, Skinny Kids, Dead Soft, Cool, God Mode Games, 666, Industrial Priest, and Other Jesus. And before that, we heard another band, brand new, called Cool, and they feature members from Paulo Ghost and Sean Mrazek Lives. Awesome song, loved it. Actually, just heard about it from Nelly, who had her show earlier, and am so excited to hear some more stuff that they put out. So solid. But yeah, it looks like we have about less than 10 minutes to go here. I'd like to play some more Canadian music. This is a duo of JLK and Victoria's Babysitter. JLK is based out of Montreal. She's a female vocalist. This is the track called Super Highway.
Riding on a super highway through a desert of the mind, a shooting star crashing through space. I'm standing on a cloud in the sky. Come back down.
and just heard some crushing music. That was JLK and Babysitter. Another awesome voice. I'm so into it. So I think it'd be interesting to maybe check out her solo stuff. Very chilling presence over this song. But I would just like to say thank you for listening today. Hopefully it's still sunny outside. Lots of vitamin D. Hooray, that's awesome. Tonight is the Discorder fundraiser, of course. Be sure to check that out at the Astoria, supporting a great, great magazine. And it would be interesting to see the new format. I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to look. And, of course, Winter Waste tomorrow at the Astoria as well, with a ton of bands. Up next we have Evan with Definition Soundwave and some more programming after that, including Scald's Hall. We have Radio Zero and then Nardwar later on, and then Stranded, the Australian show. So some more rock and roll. And I'd like to close off today with a request, and this is the track, 1998 track called Ray of Light. And this is Madonna, of course. So hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I'll see you next week.
Quicker than the rain. Hello and welcome now to Definition Soundwave, coming at you on January 31st. It's the last day of January. We're going to cast it away with the sun. The sun is casting away the day, casting away this month of terribleness and awfulness. And it's just all around like, bleh, that's this month, that's January. So let's give a warm welcome to February, the month of love, I guess. And yeah, we're all going to have a pretty good time. I mean, this weekend, the Super Bowl, that's pretty big. I think everyone's going to have some fun. I don't know who I'm cheering with for Broncos, Seahawks, you know, one of the two. I don't really mind. It's always fun. Peyton Manning versus whoever is on Seattle Seahawks. Should be dope. Well, everyone, welcome to Definition Soundwave on CITR 101.9, coming from Vancouver, British Columbia, the UBC campus. As always on Definition Soundwave, we are going to be playing a lot of albums. We're going to be exploring a number of different things because, when you play a song, how much are you really going to get of that band? They could be trying something on that song. They could be exploring something. So we're really going to investigate these bands like we're in a 1950s film noir. And so we got some albums that we're going to play on the show. We're going to start off with Peggy Sue and their album Choir of Echoes. We're going to hear the second through to the fourth songs, because the first song is a bit of an intro thing. So it's like, let's, bypass it, even though don't do that regularly. Then we're going to hear the Pack AD with their album, their new album, very new album, Do Not Engage. We're going to hear the first three songs on that. And after that, we're going to hear Jung People with their album Gold Bristle. Very long songs, very instrumental songs. So we're going to hear only two songs from that. And then after that, we're going to get to a mystery album at the end of the show with the Definition Soundwave Countdown. Five songs from that album at the end of the show, and that's how it's going to be on this show. That's how it's going to be on this hour. So let's just kick it off right now. We're going to hear Peggy Sue with their album Choir of Echoes. We're going to hear three songs. We're going to hear Esme. Then we're going to hear Substitute. Then we're going to hear Figure of Eight. So that's what we're going to hear on Definition Soundwave, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 out of Vancouver. Enjoy.